This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, you have tuned into the web of information called by some the Good Day program. It's Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with the perspectives on the news, what's going on. I thought that this was rather curious. Senator Jeff Sessions has been asked to defend the immigrant ideological test. Have you heard about this? This guy is a big supporter of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Although Trump, it seems to me, is beginning to waffle a bit on his immigration ideas, his plans. Have you noticed that, Jennifer? That he's not
well,
really...
Well, he's giving... The reason that you're hearing a lot about the Trump immigration stuff this week is that he is giving a big... One of these big addresses, like he gave three last week. He's giving one on Thursday about immigration. Yeah. And people, over the weekend, Jeff Sessions, Kellyanne Conway, his new campaign manager, were speaking on the Sunday shows, and they were seen as... Some people, I mean, critics are calling it flip-flopping. I'm calling it sort of like a softening, softening of the Trump proposals. And, you know, I actually, as a Trump supporter, I actually am happy about what I'm hearing, because what I didn't like about the Trump immigration plan, I mean, we love the wall. We love tackling sanctuary cities. We love tackling the illegal immigrants who are here who are committing crimes, right? But what seemed kind of unrealistic was the idea that he was going to take this gigantic Trump Make America Great Again butterfly net and round people up and just send them back across the border. That didn't seem like it was going to really be able to happen. And I have a feeling what you'll probably hear on Thursday is more about making tough stances on illegal immigrants who are here that commit crimes by getting rid of sanctuary cities, by creating more of a path for citizenship. Again, his critics are saying, well, this is what Marco Rubio was talking about, and he got hit for being too soft on immigration. But, I mean, reality is that Trump has to bring in people who are undecided and independents to win this election, and I think this is one of those ways of him trying to reach out as a champion to minority groups, which he's been kind of doing over the last few weeks. So
Sessions said the idea that you ask people about their understanding of what a good government is, mm-hmm. if you have two people, one that believes in a democratic republic like we have, or one that has an ideology that wants to impose a narrow view of how the government ought to be run, a sort of theocracy, why would you not choose the one who's most harmonious with our values? And that's a question that has some value to it. I'm not a big, never been a fan of Sessions. I mean, I guess I don't really care about him one way or another. He's just another guy that has some rather goofy ideas about some things and some straight ideas about others. They all have that. This idea about an ideology has some value. He was asked by the host of the program whether the same ideological test ought to apply to citizens who are already here. He said, quote, you can't do it for somebody who's already a citizen.
Yeah,
once you get
illegal
citizenship, you're just like everybody else. But we do need to be doing a better job of screening who's coming in here. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. All right, any comments, Victoria, before we move on?
No, I agree.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all
people
fun.
Coming in?
Yeah.
Well,
no,
I mean,
fun.
Yeah.
All right, does Donald Trump taking a shot at Hillary Clinton's stamina consist of, or is it built around gender bias? No. Is that something that men say about women? Well, you know, they don't have the strength of a man.
No, it's
which
the
is
fact
a
that
very
there's
silly
a lot of
statement.
There's a lot of rumor going around about Hillary's health.
Yeah.
I mean, we know
who
that
started
she's
the rumor.
I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot. I mean, Ed Klein wrote a book about Hillary Clinton, and a huge chunk of that was about the health issues. I mean, there are people being captured
what
on film.
What health issues does she have? I've heard these.
Oh, she had. She collapsed a few times. She had a blood clot. She has heart issues, and she's passed out a few times. She has kind of this rare condition, I think, that causes
no,
her
we'll send
to pass
it to
out.
Dr. Ken.
But you have, really, that's a good idea. But he can fix anybody. But you have a lot of people who have captured a person who follows her around with a syringe. You have a lot. I mean, there's just a lot of speculation. I think it cheapens a lot of, and Trump hasn't, to his credit, done too much of it other than question her energy and stamina, which
yeah.
I think is appropriate.
Leave it alone. Yeah.
But a lot of people, like the Hannitys of the world, have had doctors on trying to diagnose her. And it's like, you know, it cheapens it. There's a yeah. lot to hit Hillary Clinton for. Do the stuff that you know, not the stuff that you're speculating, because otherwise it cheapens your message, I think.
Mm-hmm. What I find interesting is, speaking of rumors, there's a rumor that Sean is a major advisor.
They're friends.
Trump, and that if Trump is elected, that Hannity will become the Secretary of the Treasury.
I don't know about that.
I find very interesting. Tell one way or another. But it's just interesting to see how rumors... That's why I asked you about the rumor about Hillary Clinton. Yeah, I've heard that for years. Is it true?
Well, she gives it a little bit of credibility when she disappears. Like, this weekend, I mean, nobody has seen her since, like, last Wednesday or Thursday. She went
took
on
some
a break.
Time off to be with Bill.
Right.
They went on a
right.
naked, wicked weekend.
Yeah, you know they love to spend time together.
All right. So... immigration policy and the focus that Donald Trump has on immigration policy, the problems that we have now, as sort of sad as they are to understand, this is not about the fickle finger of fate or pointing, this is bad because he did it. Although a lot of news media and people in various parties want to have you think, oh, this is bad because he did it, and this is bad because she did it, and they're Democrats and Republicans, and they do bad stuff. Ronald Reagan signed a bill in 1986 that was aimed at giving amnesty to a lot of people who were in this country illegally. And it was sort of, as I remember, there was controversy obviously attached to it, but it was rather confusing because a bit of, I think before that, 2.5 million people were sent packing. Do I remember that correctly? Anybody have, any of you old enough to remember?
Mm-hmm.
I have to Google right. that.
If you went into the history books, you would see that Ronald Reagan wanted to actually, Dwight David Eisenhower was responsible for getting rid of a couple of million illegals. And Reagan, more or less the same thing. And then
Kennedy was responsible for bringing a ton in, actually.
Well, Kennedy and Reagan made a deal. That's where the amnesty bill came from. The deals that were made. Remember, Ronald Reagan was the last great deal maker. He was able to... There was never a fight between Republicans and Democrats because Reagan, the Irishman... played up. I'm going to let's take a commercial break. I'm going to sneeze. Be right back.
Way to leave it hanging.
Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Why do people say Gesundheit?
I don't know.
What does that mean? Did you ever translate that?
I don't know. I never say that. I always just say close to you.
All right, 888-302-3684. Send us at,
send text some Kleenex.
What's the thread on Twitter at Good Day Show? What's going on there right now, Victoria? What's the continuing conversation?
Let's see what's happening.
Facebook.com/Good Day.
Well, speaking of Hillary and her health, she appeared on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and he addressed her supposed health issues and the rumors and everything, and it's still trending on Twitter from last night because he had her open a jar of pickles, which she successfully did. And
see if she was strong enough to open the jar of pickles, really?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Ronald Reagan approved an amnesty bill. What I was doing was bringing us back recollection-wise. Those who've been around for a while, you'll remember, or maybe you won't remember, that Reagan made friendships with those on the other side of the aisle, based on his Irish heritage, in fact, based on his ability to understand that in order to get something, you got to give something, which is one of the great political philosophies of all time. I was kidding a fellow that's a friend of mine on town meeting the other day. We were working on something. He needed me to help him, and I needed him to help me. So, you know, we sort of traded our attention and our interest. And I said to him, he taught me a great political lesson, because he did. I remember once when I first got on town meeting 6-7 years ago, I wanted to get something done, and he wouldn't vote for it. And I said, why didn't you vote for it? He said, because you didn't vote for what I wanted yesterday. He remembered. We became good friends after that, because, you know, that's what makes it work. So Reagan was the master of this. He made more deals with Tip O'Neill than you can shake a stick at. O'Neill wanted, this is a good example. O'Neill wanted for his constituency, he represented Massachusetts, Cambridge, Massachusetts citizen, and the time of the big dig when the plans were being made to get to the airport faster and to make the expressway work better and all that stuff. Supposed to be $4 billion. There was nothing in it in the budget for it. Nothing. Zero. So Tip and Ronald having bourbon on Friday night. And Reagan said, I need something from you. And Tip said, I need something from you. And Reagan said, I'll give you what you want if you give me what I want. Tip said, deal. Tip wanted the money for the big dig in Boston. And Reagan wanted to have something. I don't know, it was the Russians. I don't remember what it was, but I remember that was the first of many deals they made, including the amnesty bill, and he got along with Kennedy for the Irish part of it as well. But actually, it wasn't, the Irish thing was part of it, but they liked each other. They enjoyed each other's company, and so they made lots of deals based on that. Some of them may have been good, but the people who yell are running around now talking about Trump and what he's done, and you know how the Democrats have messed everything up. Ronald Reagan was the one who passed, or who signed, but he initiated the amnesty bill of 1986. And what is most interesting, as I said before, is that it was just after 2 million of them got shown the door.
Yeah. Well, I think Trump has always talked about getting the people that are here illegally out, but then giving them, you know, the Golden Gate citizenship, getting them back in line to become legal citizens. So it's a form of amnesty, I suppose.
Yeah, I think, in a manner of speaking. Let's see here. This is something that is close to my heart, the business about what's going on in your brain. There's a study out today, and this doesn't take a whole lot of time, but it's worth mentioning. Experts in the study believe that a lot of cases of domestic assault go undetected and untreated. There are many women now who are developing brain problems, Alzheimer's, and dementia, Parkinson's, many more than used to be the case. And this study finds that much of the problem started when women were abused by their husbands.
Wow. I am not surprised. Yeah. I think that's a huge breakthrough, though, and that's definitely even more reason why women need to come forward and talk about these issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's changing your brain and the way it functions.
Yeah. It's really something that's got to be
Wow.
21 after the hour.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Of a Sting concert, 23 and change after the hour here with Doug, Jen, and Victoria and Sting. We were just talking about what happens with women in domestic abuse cases, what it's doing to their brains in some circumstances. Team Sting has had his brain scanned and analyzed for the purposes of studying how people who are great musicians mentally function. He was in Montreal for a show, met with a cognitive psychologist named Daniel Levitin, who alongside colleague Scott Grafton analyzed the MRI images to study how Sting's brain worked. How does the musician's brain work? And they use this state-of-the-art technique that's used, frankly, by the same people. This is a process developed by a company called Seriscan in Denver.
And you did this, right, Doug?
I went through myself. They've used it a lot of football players to figure out what's going on in their brain.
Do you have follow-ups with them, Dougie, once you scan?
I had. I actually was there not long ago to get a follow-up, and I'll have it. I haven't needed to have another scan because I actually haven't shown the signs they thought I was going to refresh just for a second. I had basically I have a friend who ran this company. I thought it was a fascinating story, so I went out there and did the program from their office for a day to talk about our brains. I had just become aware of how bad football was for you, and I got onto a big toot at my alma mater when I was still on the board of trustees there about the football and the college level, because I saw pictures of my brain and a bunch of football players' brains. They were pretty well scrambled. And so I took that and sort of ran with it, and it has been the cause of me being as concerned as I am about lots of athletic events, where whether it's soccer, even cheerleading, hockey, wrestling, boxing, football, all of these things that are great cause for concern if you want to live a long, healthy, happy life. One of the things that came out of it was the reason Alzheimer's and dementia increasing is because the number of head injuries is increasing. And then from that, there have been a lot of different things I like this study of Sting's brain to see why you are good at what you're good at. Like, I could have my brain examined to find out why I'm a good talker. Or you could have your brain examined to find out, like Michael Phelps, what's going on in his brain that made him a good swimmer. Or, well, you know, why is a name a politician who's good at what he or she does, and what's in the brain that makes you good at what you do. So in this circumstance, they made maps of his brain. The author, this guy Levinson, has written a book called This Is Your Brain on Music. He said that it's important because at the heart of a great musician is the ability to manipulate in one's mind representation of a desired soundscape. I have so much respect, and I'm fascinated by this because
yeah, me too.
When I was in school learning about Mozart and Beethoven at 12 or whatever, they were able to create this music. You say, well, these people were geniuses. No, well, maybe they were. But there's more to it than that. It's the way your brain is put together. What is it? What
and the
connects
way you,
the...
Yeah, and the way he must see notes to
right.
put them together.
Or hear
yeah.
in your brain
right. yeah,
you what goes to... on. Minor keys, melodic motifs, you know, all of this stuff. The Beatles are the same way, or anybody who's
right.
done this
right.
creatively. This is really fascinating stuff. And
I think they made him go through two different songs, right? He went back and forth, and then they
yeah.
wanted to see what he heard compared
yep.
to what like the regular layman would hear.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So this is a good use of this technique or this tool, other than just always kind of being negative, looking at how much damage has been done. This is a way for you to understand how your brain works, period. So good for Sting. 28 past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Bob Derigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. When the drugstore chain Walgreens proposed merging with a European pharmacy, the move was approved by 97% of Walgreens shareholders. Business experts believe the merger would help both companies, but a group of trial lawyers challenged the deal by filing a class action lawsuit. Even though Walgreens had filed volumes of information required by law, the class action lawyers demanded even more disclosures. Such lawsuits over mergers and acquisitions have become all too common these days. Just 10 years ago, only 39% of these large transactions triggered stockholder lawsuits, but those lawsuits have more than doubled since then. In 2014, a whopping 95% of these deals resulted in a lawsuit. Let's be fair, if these lawsuits were helping consumers, this would be good. But in many cases, stockholders get nothing while the lawyers get rich. In the Walgreens case, a federal court called for an end to lawsuits like this that demand meaningless disclosures and said that they've become nothing more than a racket. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Victoria B is Victoria Bullis, where you can, if you go to her website, victoriabullis.com, or follow her on Twitter, at Victoria Bullis, you will find out all kinds of amazing things, because the human brain is amazing, the human experience is amazing, and there are a lot of people who have realized or recognized in their lives that there are things that go on that we can't explain particularly well, and there's more to ourselves, our beings, than the five senses of smell, taste, hearing, seeing, and feeling. There is that sixth sense, and nobody gets it better than Victoria. You'll be interested to know, Victoria, I got an email. By the way, you can send your questions to Victoria, to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com, or you can go right to her at Victoria Bullis if you want. You can be in direct contact. She's very available. Helps hundreds of people every month. So anyway, this is from Jennifer Troiano, who writes, "Good morning, love your program, Doug. I have a question for Victoria. After the horrible and sad year I had last year, this year has gone really well, and I'm just wondering if it's going to continue for a while, Are there any significant events that I ought to be looking for? Hope you had a blessed day or have a blessed day. Now, this puts forth a... This is a good email for a couple of reasons. One, I'm not sure, because I haven't ever asked Victoria this way, whether she can get a sense of someone from an email, my voice reading her thoughts, or does it have to be a voice like, should Jennifer call us at 888-302-3684 because you need a voice to connect to? How do you answer her question, or can you?
Yeah, I like the way you threw the phone number in. It was perfect. Yes, I can, just because of practice. And it was a good question in other ways, too, because I can use it as a teaching device. She did have a terrible year, but she's come through it. But she's always afraid that something, she's going to drop on the other foot, that she's going to go back in time and redo it. So I'm going to address that in a minute. What I see for her is that she can let go more and more all the time, maybe therapy, hypnotherapy, other ways of what happened to her, and not dwell on it so much, her life would open up and be better and better, because that was what was meant to be. She got rid of, so to speak, of a lot of karma at one time, and the rest of her life is supposed to be really great. However, things that are meant to be don't always happen, as you and I have talked about. Lots of stuff doesn't happen that was meant to be. One of the reasons is through fear. We're afraid to make changes, move away or whatever. She's so afraid still that she's going to redo what she did before or something similar that she is actually attracting a little bit of it to her. There are basic principles in the universe, and they are way bigger than we are. They are absolute. The most basic one, I think, is what you fear, you attract. Have you ever heard that one?
Absolutely. Any number of people, yeah, including you. What you fear, let's underscore that for a second, because this is a whole philosophical thing that most of us have experienced without thinking, without being cognitive.
Obviously.
Right, exactly. What you fear, you attract. For example, if you have a fear of a particular relationship, if you don't want somebody in your life because they will, you think, take your money, or they'll take advantage of you, or they'll do things that are horrible, that thought brings that in. And I didn't realize how strong it was, but it is. And so if you continually work or are afraid that somebody's going to do something to you, whatever it is, domestic violence, women go through the same thing. You know this. You hear stories all the time of women. We were just talking about this earlier, Victoria, how women who are battered are now, the studies show how much brain damage some of these women have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
yes.
We ask the question, or you hear people say this all the time, she married the same guy 3 times, or he married the same woman 2 or 3 times. It's the same thing, right?
Classic. And then a good one comes along. I deal with this all the time, every week, at least a few times. A good person comes along, let's say a good guy, really sees her for who she is, or him, and they're meant to be. And they're meant to, be the hurdle, or be there for the rest of that person's life, to make it up in some way to what had happened and to help the person get over it. Bridge person, or as they mentioned, forever, for long haul. But, and women do this all the time. I'm digressing a little bit. I'm off on a tangent here, but women do this a lot. Some good guy will come in and be there for that very reason, to help heal and so on. And it looks great to the woman. It's fantastic. This is the kind of person they've always wanted. But if you've been abused, or you've always chosen losers or bad boys, after a few days, weeks, or months, you're going to start looking at the good one and go, you're going to start looking at his fault because it's uncomfortable. He doesn't fit her M.O. And so she starts saying, no, I don't think he's really meant for me. And, he throws his clothes on the floor or whatever. and they lose. Why do you do that? Is that one of your and so they lose the guy that was sensitive and good. Mm-hmm. And there are all kinds of things. It's not very easy, seemingly, to learn how to use your intuition or to make changes and break patterns. But it actually isn't that difficult. There's some things to learn, just tried and true things. You know, and intuition is at the core of everything.
So how do you develop, give us a primer, if you will, in 60 seconds. Give us a primer on how to develop your intuition, if you can and will.
Oh, my lordy. Well, the first thing is to decide you're going to do it. That's the very first thing. It already starts. And then you decide you're going to find books, Google it, see what exercises you might be able to do to help it. And then I always say work with your subconscious mind before you go to sleep. And say, subconscious mind, tomorrow I want to wake up more fully understanding what my intuition is all about.
And you don't even have to be that formal about it. Whatever you're thinking, that's why people tell you not to watch the news or some violent movie before you go to bed, because that affects your subconscious. And that's what Victoria is saying in a nutshell. What you put in your mind, what you get into your head before you go to sleep, is going to stay there. And that's what you're going to be, the sort of business about thoughts or things. And if you have, I mean, what more horrible way to go to bed than to watch the news? You talk about fear-based thinking. Good God, the murders and the car crashes and the war and all that other stuff. So that's a great, really, that's a fabulous thing. And you can find out more. I mean, just go to Victoria's website, victoriabullis.com. You'll find all kinds of things that you can track, and you can be in touch with her for maybe some of her own individual attention at Victoria Bullis. Our thanks to Jennifer Triano for a good question. See what it did. It prompted us to look at a number of different things that are certainly very helpful. And next week, the same sort of thing. If you have a question for Victoria, feel free to send it along to Doug at DougStefan.com. Up next, we're going to focus on those of you who are first-time car buyers, what to look for, how to buy a new car. Up next.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, 44 past the hour now. Let's help those of you who are in the first-time car-buying category, and I'm going to guess that there are any number of you who are confused. It's pretty easy to get confused. You're buying a car. Brian Moody is an editor for Autotrader.com. A lot of information. I use Autotrader. I find it fascinating, Brian. Actually, I'm a big car person. I don't. Probably not the right choice of words. I love cars. I have owned, I'll bet you, over the course of my life, I've owned 100 cars.
And what was your favorite one?
A Pontiac Grand Prix, 1969.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a good. You know why I bought it? I'll tell you. It was the first time I bought a new car. I just started teaching school. I was working at a radio station in Boston, and I had money to buy a new car. And I wanted to buy a Corvette, but I didn't have the courage to buy the Vette. So I bought the Grand Prix instead.
Yeah.
So, and I know cars. I grew up around machinery and stuff on the farm, trucks, cars. So I kind of knew what I was getting into.
You should have never asked this question, Brian.
All right, well, that's okay.
No, it's okay. I mean, okay. It really just goes to show how personal it is, though, how there's no... there's no really one, like, I get asked this all the time, as you can imagine, what's the best car? And you're like, well, I don't know. Do you have a horse trailer? Do you tow jet skis? Do you go off-road? Do you commute a long distance?
To all those questions, yes. So I got a Ford F-150 for that, as a matter of
fact. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. I was shopping for a car with my wife, and we went to go look at a certain car, and I said, I really like this one. What do you think? And we sat down inside, turned it on, and she goes, this car has red lights on the interior. And I said, yes, it does. And she goes, that's a car for boys. I don't want this car.
Good
and that
her.
Was it.
That's so what did she end up getting? What did you get? What did she get for herself? What did you buy?
She ended up getting a Nissan Murano because that was a car that had a camera that looks all the way around.
Uh-huh.
See, you just never know.
When you trade in the cars from her, are there dents on all four corners? Is that what is she?
She's actually a pretty good driver.
Is she? Good. All right. So let's get to the heart and soul of this.
Right.
You have done a lot of work, a lot of background here to help people understand what they ought to look for. And I don't even think this is for first-time buyers necessarily, because they're, a lot of the same principles for people who don't pay a lot of attention to this, even though they ought to, because this is an expensive purchase, right?
Right. That's a good point. And I think that, you know, many times these things are applicable to all people, but I think a person who's purchased a new or used car before has a little bit more experience when they think back and think, you know, when I bought that blah, blah, blah car, I didn't need all those features and I didn't want to be paying for it.
Yeah,
so we're really saying is consider your budget first, of course. But also consider the kind of car that you think is best for you. Do you really need an SUV? They're very popular, and a lot of people are buying them. And as you can imagine, the more people that want something, well, then the demand goes up, and that means that the prices may go up.
Yeah.
So is it possible that maybe the average person, first-time car buyer, could do with a sedan that has many of the same features, is more compelling to drive, gets better gas mileage? Might that not be the best thing for someone who's looking to, you know, figure out what their first new car purchase should be like? I think the answer is yes, and those are the kind of cars we recommend.
All right, so you want to be more specific. The type of car, again, we're talking about probably millennials who are interested.
Yeah.
They have enough cash now, they can afford either the down payment or they can afford the payments. So what are we looking? We're not looking at SUVs, I'm going to guess, probably. We're looking at a smaller car with a good gas mileage?
Right, and that's what a lot of those younger buyers are tending toward because, you know, let's just face it, SUVs have certain characteristics that you just can't get away from. They're taller. They're larger usually. They sit higher off the ground. And those things usually add up to stuff like worse gas mileage. You can get a better car gas mileage-wise if you get, like, say, a coupe or a sedan. There's a couple that I think are very compelling. You look at the Kia Optima is a great one. The Honda Accord is a good one. Even smaller cars, you could look at cars in the class of a Kia Forte or a Honda Civic. Those are cars worth considering because they're going to get better gas mileage. And oftentimes, listen, you're not doing without. These cars have lots of cool features like a fuel-efficient engine, Apple CarPlay. That's the thing where you can interface your phone with the car, wireless charging, sunroof, leather, all those things you can still get in a sedan. You're just not going to pay the premium for an SUV. But let's face it, if you don't need an SUV, why pay for it?
Right. That's people down the road a little bit. I've been a Range Rover buyer since 1994. I've liked them, but they're none of the things you just said.
Right.
So
and
certainly you're not going to start with something like that. But there's a lot of great information, it would seem to me. Let's send people to a good place to find more information about what you have suggested here. Let's get a little more detail. Where can we go?
Yeah, you can go to autotrader.com and read reviews, look at videos, and see what other buyers think about their car. It's a good place to do research, and there's really lots of great online resources no matter where you look.
Autotrader.com, Brian Moody, thank you.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'll fight for my country. You fight for your country. Ooh, we see the victory. Now get the victory. Ooh, in a minute, heart to heart. Face to face, but world supports you.
Time for movie moments. Chuck Curry is off today. We start our visit focused on movies with Usher singing The Hands. No, this is not the song's not called Hands of Stone. The movie's Hands of Stone. What's the song?
Yep, the song is Champions.
Champions, okay. So, just a bit of background on. Now, the ladies seem to be getting interested in this. Are you both interested in boxing movies? Because that's what this is.
No, but I'm interested to see Usher as Sugar Ray Leonard.
Why?
Well, because I'm an Usher fan, and he looks so much like him, and the clips that I've seen, he looks really good
that
in the
much
movie.
How do you know that much about Sugar Ray Leonard?
Well, I don't, but I know he was a great boxer. I know what he looks like, and Usher looks like him, so it's... Good. Yeah.
So that's it.
Well, my boyfriend's a sports producer, so
I'm getting to the point of it. Thank you, because that's the point. What there is... That secondary knowledge here, what brings you around to it? It's often, in my circumstance, I don't like any of these movies because I don't like to see the boxing, the bloodiness, the hurt.
But you liked Creed.
I did like Creed.
Which I saw and I thought was fabulous. I had never seen the Rocky movies before.
All the Rocky
movies
it was
wonderful.
Were fabulous, but I didn't like the scenes where the boxing was taking place. I like the story around it. Thus the case with the Sylvester Stallone, Robert De Niro movie that was out, was it last year or the year before?
Oh, I never saw that.
Old-time boxers, and it was perfect because Stallone and his Rocky character and De Niro's Jake LaMotta character from, I don't know, 40 years ago, That's what recreated in people the image of these two guys who had played at much younger ages. A boxer, De Niro, had to do a lot to get himself in shape. Stallone, not so much. But it was a good story. It was kind of fun. People want to see these guys. It's kind of like an action, like the movie, Expendables. That series of movies. Those movies go on forever because people, and they don't even have to have a storyline. People want to see all of those guys together. It's just, they want to see Schwarzenegger, Stallone. They would like to have seen Bruce Willis, but he was a cheapskate and didn't want to do it. So Jason Statham is there. The action stars, even Harrison Ford was in the last one. I forget. I mean, there was a half a dozen people, any one of which you would, if you're like me, you'd go just to see one of them and never mind all of them together. So it was a very smart pairing. It was like, it reminded me of the way John Wayne used to do his movies. He'd always make sure that there were one or two other big stars that had nothing really to do with the movies, like Dean Martin or Ricky Nelson, guys like that, who would attract a different sort of audience to the movie. And the movies always had good stories, but it was kind of fun to see some of these people in roles that you weren't used to seeing them in.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think that's a smart thing. You want to go see movies oftentimes. I'll go see anything now that De Niro is in, even though last year he was in that horrible Grandparent movie. Ugh, what an awful piece.
Did you see that?
Oh, God.
Of all movies that I would have told you if I had known you then, don't bother. It's the Zac Efron De Niro Grandpa movie.
All right, in a moment, should theaters offer refunds to unsatisfied viewers? Up next here.
Switching to the CVS pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. They'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS Pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS Pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead, switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
All right, so here's a concept to be thought through, and maybe we don't have the conversation just here, but we think about it for a while. As a matter of fact, this would be good. Would you mind posting this, and then we can continue the conversation on Twitter at Good Day Show or Facebook.com? I want to know from people that are listening to the program or following us on a social media basis, should movie theaters offer refunds if you're unsatisfied with a movie? How many times have you walked out of a theater because the movie was awful and you felt like you'd been had because you paid good money, $10-$12, to see the movie, and it was awful? I think in that case, you can make a case for theaters refunding the money to you because it was not a good experience. All right, we'll talk. Let's follow.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.